Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk, Horizon Oracle Journeys. I am psychic medium Kevin Baird, and I am the designer of the Horizon Oracle. Of cards that are actually 111. Experiences that have been happening out there that I've been watching see happen to people around me, and also clients have been talking about them over the years. So I'm giving everybody a heads up real quick to go to www.templeofgaia.com, and if you look in the column on the menu on the left, you can see where it talks about 1 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock hour cards, 3 o'clock hour. Those are the lists of all the cards that are out there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Diane Arkenstone's Avalon, and that's about 3 minutes long, while you guys have a chance to go out and look at Temple of Gaia and see where the cards are, because I'm going to read tonight with them. And I want you to be able to follow along with the images, so when I'm talking about them, whether they're facing you or reversed, you'll know what it is that I'm talking about. And again, it's www.templeofgaia.com. And here comes Diane Arkenstone's Avalon.
Okay, and we're back. And that was Diane Arkenstone's Avalon. And that you can find out more about Diane Arkenstone by going to Diane Arkenstone. That's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Arkenstone, ArkenstoneA-R-K-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.com. Just to see what she has out there. She just released another album in March called Union Road. It's very nice and excellent album, too. I have a copy myself. So, yeah, you can go and check her out. And I also did an interview with her back in April to sort of honor her album that was coming out. So, fantastic interview. And you can find her also on YouTube. Just Google Diane Arkenstone on YouTube, and you can find all kinds of great music by her. So, we have a caller in the queue. I'm going to bring them on. Hello, caller in the queue, area code 949. How are you? Hi, hello. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Kevin. I was just calling to see if you have any additional updates for me. I got a car.
Great.
Yes, I seen a yellow bug yesterday, again. I'm seeing them
Fantastic.
Everywhere. And I just wanted to make sure that my apartment that I applied for and everything is A-okay for that. They said
okay.
It was.
Well, look, I can first let me tell you that everything is proceeding as planned. So
Yay!
You can rest assured there. But would you be interested in possibly winning a copy of the Horizon Oracle cards for yourself?
Yes.
You would only have to pay for shipping, really.
I will do that.
Okay, so here's what you have to do, is that I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3, and that you have to guess the number. You know, is doing that psychic thing. And if you guess the number that I'm thinking of between 1, 2, or 3, then you can win a copy of the 2013 Horizon Oracle. And that I'm about to publish a book at the end of August that will be the Horizon Oracle Companion that will help you sort of follow along. And in the meantime, everybody has to go either to the blog, which is horizonoracle.com, or templeofgaia.com to see what the definitions of the card images are. So I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 3. Which one is it?
3.
You got it. I wrote it down on a very good. I wrote it down on a sticky just so I would, you know, lock it into spirit and not just keep something that's in my head. It's like if you want to manifest something, then you have to create a physical representation of it so it can go out into the universe. They talk of, there are some, and I believe in it also, that like there's little spiritual gatherings where everybody gets together to manifest the positive things that they want to see happen in their life. So the group will write down what it is that they want to see happen on a piece of paper, and then everybody will, you know, gather around the barbecue grill. You know, mostly it's all wood and everything, not any kind of gas or whatever, and that they throw their hopes on the pieces of paper into the fire and cast it out to the universe with the hopes that it will become manifest. Excuse me. So congratulations.
Well, I closed my eyes and I asked my spirit guides to tell me what number it was, and that visually is what I seen.
Fantastic. you're very well connected, you know, with the reading that I did for you, and
yes,
then everything that just seems to be falling into place. Would you like to talk about that a little bit to everybody that's
yes.
listening out there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know, it was about a week ago. I was concerned about my car situation and some things going on in my life, and I called you up, and you pretty much told me I was going to get that car. And I was kind of doubtful because nothing happened, But right away, right when that 90-second to 90-minute occurred, I would say, like, the next day is when I got the car. The next day I got the car. And so the area that you said there was going to be mountains surrounding, and I found, and right there where the car dealership is mountains surrounding it. Everything that you said there was going to be a woman also for apartment rental that was going to help me. And that same day when I spoke with you, a lady who's bent over backwards to try to make sure that I get this apartment. And so I knew right away instantly it was her that you were speaking of. And you also had told me to look for the yellow bug, which I thought, out of everything that you said, I thought that for me was a little bit far-fetched because here where I live in Southern California, I never see, at least not a yellow bug that often. And I used the yellow car theme at first when you said the yellow bug, and I kept seeing yellow cars everywhere. And then I was at a gas station, and I was kind of like chuckling to myself. I was like, I never see a yellow bug. And right when I said that, that's when I seen a yellow bug. And ever since then, I've been seeing the yellow bug, and it's just been amazing.
they show up everywhere.
Yes. So, yes. And I feel like everything is falling into place. I feel like things are happening really fast right now, but I just wanted to add to my update. I wanted to find out from you, you know, you said everything's falling into place. So it's just been amazing.
Congratulations. There are so many people right now that are going through sort of get disconnects of the old and connecting to the new, the unfamiliar new, and having to sort of embrace this new companionship with the unfamiliar new and know that they will survive. You will survive. Everybody that's listening will survive.
Well, it's just very scary to put that, you know, one foot forward and then just, you know, being positive and doing it and, you know, asking for your spirit guides to help you. So, and it's definitely happening, and I'm ready to move forward and take that new adventure where it's leading me.
Exactly. Now, just for grins, I'm going to go ahead and draw one card for you. Just
okay.
To see what they have to say. And I'm looking at the 805 card in reverse. And the title for this card is FIT, F-I-T. 805 in reverse. And the title for the card is FIT. And it shows someone, and it's also reversed, like it's facing away from you. So this means that it's about the people, situations, and things happening around you. So with the FIT card, and I think I drew this card for you in a reading, if I'm not mistaken. I'm getting sort of like a deja vu with this. It talks about someone around you who may feel like they are inferior, not fit, a loser. Nothing ever happens right for me. I'm too fat. I'm too ugly. My hair looks like crap. You know, it's, the FIT card shows someone who's standing on a scale, and I drew the character to be just a little thick, a little chubby. And on the horizon, it shows a cloud billowing from someplace off in the distance, and that the smoke is about to cloud out the sun. I don't know if you can see that or if you're able to be in
front
of
it. Yes, I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Now, I also designed the cloud that's billowing, I like that word, on the horizon to sort of be parallel to the noggin of the person that's standing on the scale. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
The intention that I had there is that this person walks around with a cloud over them all the time, and that the sun is just on the other side of it. They just have to find a way to clear the air. So the fit card talks about not really focusing on who you are, but more of what can you do to do something that can show the people around you that you can do something. You know, that you're not the idiot that you think you are. See?
Right.
So you have someone who is going to be stressing out that they are not, you know, worthy. And the title for the fit card is Weighing the Consequences. And then the description for it says, you don't have the qualifications to respond to the challenge, but the burning issue will get larger if you don't do something now. So sure, you don't have a fireman's hat on, you don't ride around in a fire truck, so you don't have the qualifications to respond to the challenge, but the burning issue will get larger if you don't do something now. So what I am suggesting to you, because this is going to be someone who's going to be coming to you, and that you will automatically think back to the reading that I'm sharing with you right now when they start saying about how they're unworthy, everything bad happens to them, that kind of stuff. And this can be someone that you know or someone that you don't know. And the thing is that the Horizon Oracle lets you know, it gives you a heads up, the stuff that you can expect to see, so you can spend time thinking about it. So when it happens, you will be able to react to that situation with forethought. And people will be like, oh my gosh, you're psychic. It's like, no, I just thought about it beforehand. You don't have to tell them that, you know, the Horizon Oracle told you that. So when you get a copy of your deck, that what you can do is keep a journal and go ahead and draw one card a day, or whenever the notion hits you, or whenever you see a yellow bug, draw a card. That would be fun too, right? And then write down the fit card, you know, like the title, and then the time. And what you get, what the gist is, you know, like what is the interpretation that you are receiving looking at that image, and keep it handy. I suggest to people to write it on 3x5 cards or 4x5, depending on how big you write. See? Are you there? I think I lost our friend. Let me see if this is them here.
Yeah,
hello?
This is me. Okay. Me. I lost you.
Okay. Yeah, the spirit is very active.
Okay.
I got all wrapped up in the message, so I guess that's where the cutoff is or whatever. So write it down, what you're thinking about, what your interpretation is of the image that you get, and then wait. And then something will happen that will remind you of that card that you drew for the day. So I would suggest for you, those of you who are out there either listening live now or listening in archive, that you draw the card first thing in the morning or whenever the notion hits you, and know that it is designed to access information that comes from the same source that I access. So it is a feed that can be happening as quickly as 90 seconds from the point that you pick up the card on out to 90 days. And then just watch for that to happen. So the thing is if you go ahead and you draw like the fit card and you make a note about it today, then you'll probably have a few more card readings that you do for yourself as you get on down the road. So I would say, you know, draw a couple until you get like 10, and that you've not seen any of the activity related to any of the cards that you've drawn, I would say stop there and then wait for the activity to begin, because it's like, you know, a kid asking if they can go, or can we go to McDonald's for dinner? And they're saying, can we go to McDonald's for dinner? 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 And they're not giving you a chance to answer. And that spirit is the same way. If you're constantly asking, can we go to McDonald's? 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 Then you're not giving them a chance to get some air to where they can respond to this thing that you're asking about.
Right.
So draw a couple and wait to see what happens.
Right. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, because there's a couple things I'm still waiting for that didn't happen in 90 seconds. So I'm still within 90 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I had one lady that I was doing a reading for where she said, Kevin, I have two men who have asked me to marry them. And she came to me to see which one she should marry because she liked both of them. But she was up there in years, and she had requirements that go beyond the heart. And she was asking me.
Wow.
So I said, the person that you hear from, like, you'll hear from one of them within, like, the next 5 minutes, and it will be that person that you should marry. And she's like, I'm not supposed to be talking to anybody right now, or I'm not expecting them to call me. I'm like, okay. So she's had one more question, and I'm about to give her the message and a few of the cards and that kind of stuff, when there was some man in the store who walked around one of the counters, came up to her, and put his hands on her hair. She about turned around and whomped whoever it was that was touching her. Her eyes almost popped out of her head. She turned and looked, and then she looks at me and does the silent OMG.
Wow.
And she's like, I will talk to you later, and that she had to leave with that man who was one of them that was asking her if she would marry him. So that's where my 90 seconds comes from. I have, where I'm in the middle of readings, that things happen right then and there. So the Horizon Oracle comes from, or the images of the Horizon Oracle comes from the same source that I access, that, you know, is a heads up of the things that we can expect to see. And I've been working on that for some years.
Wow.
So,
well, that's pretty amazing, because I've spent money before, prior to listening to your show, and nothing had manifested. And it's just been really amazing with you and your oracle cards, because it definitely put to the test, and immediately it does occur, and that's pretty amazing.
Right.
It's all positive things. So it was all positive.
Yeah, I developed them because some of the readings that, like, I used to read for the tarot, I read the tarot for 10 years professionally. But then it got to where it was not giving me the detail that I wanted. And I tried different versions of the deck, and, you know, I got the Osho Zen, and I scribbled out all the words on the cards. So all I would have was the images. And that's what gave me the idea to do my own cards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I just decided that I'm tired of the people who are arguing over the definition of each image. So I decided to come up with something new, like the Oracle, to where it's all concepts, and that there's no written in stone that this is what it's supposed to mean kind of thing, and that if you go beyond the definition of the Three of Swords, which shows three swords going through a heart, and people think, oh no, I'm going to have a heart attack and die or something. I'm like, no.
Right.
I don't want to convey that kind of stress or worry upon someone because they're looking at a heart with three swords through it. So I just said, fine, I'm making my own.
How long did it take to write your card?
About 6 months.
Oh, okay.
I got a little one of those little pocket drawing books that you can get at the art store. But like if you just want to do a quick sketch of something, and it had roughly 200 pages in it, and I just held on to it over the months back like 4 or 5 years ago. And I sketched out all my images. And I was working in the store in Virginia, let's see, in Fairfax, called Sticks and Stones. And those ladies there, it was Gwendolyn and Bubbles, Professor Bubbles. They were very helpful to me. And I would draw one of the images, and then I would show them it. And they would say, oh, I like that. I like this one. I would come up with title ideas and everything else. And Bubbles helped me the most. So when I finished with the compositions of the 111 images, I gave Bubbles that composition book because she helped me the most with those images, with interpretation and design idea and everything else. So I thank her for that. She mostly just nodded her head, but you know, she was a good listener and helped me a lot, tremendously, with designing it. So I thank her, and as a token of appreciation, I gave her the design book. So that's how it happened, basically. So I came up with the images first, then I worked on the titles and the times after that. It took me about a year and a half to finally get the right title and the right time associated with the images, too.
Now, did you get assistance through your spirit guides to help you with the times and all that stuff? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
There are some of the times that motivated me to draw an image that was related to the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like 144 is the Dreamin's card. Dreamons, and it's 144, and that shows a character sort of in the way or blocking someone from doing the thing or achieving the thing that they want to accomplish. The Dreamin's get in our way when we want to get somewhere on time. Like a Dreamin' can cause a car accident to happen on the major highway that gets you to where you work, causing you to end up being late on that special day, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually about 1:44 in the afternoon because you're late getting back from lunch, right? Or
right.
It could be 1:44 a.m. to where you're still working on a project and the thing just isn't working, or you can't come up with a final idea or something, and that dawn is quickly approaching, and then you feel like you're just being delayed after delayed after delayed. And the message about the Dreamin's card is that to give in and to let the delay be the champion so that you can take a minute to assess the situation that you're in and see if the power and the force that you're using to try to make progress happen might be a little overkill, and that you're putting a little more effort into it than what you really should be. And I drew the Dreamin character to have Celtic runes or Germanic runes make up the composition of the character itself. So if you look, there are a few that are in there. I'm not going to go into that because that would be a long part of the show, and it's only a 60-minute show for tonight. So, you know, you can just go and Google runes however you want to and then look at the character and see which ones pop out for you. So That's how that works. I can go on and on. So this on and on thing that I can, you know, go on and on about the Horizon Oracle, I've decided to put into text, and it is out on the blog that I created on WordPress. And it's horizonoracle.com. So I have a blog out there where I've been posting messages for the day. And I've been trying to put one out there every day, but just, you know, life has me so busy, especially with everything being green outside. I'm being pulled outside instead of staying inside, which is what the cold and winter months had done to me. So here I am on the outside, but I keep a copy of the manuscript with me because I'm still working on the 2013 version of the Horizon Oracle Companion, which is the book that people can carry with them when they need to refer back to something that is related to the Horizon Oracle, like they keep seeing 144 and they forget what it means. So they can just go back to the book and say, okay, it talks about dreamings, and these are the things that I can expect to see, yada, yada, and what it means and everything else. So what it does, what the Horizon Oracle does, is it gives you sort of like a vocabulary, 111 image vocabulary that Spirit and you can work with to bring about the things that you want to see happen and also to help you understand why the things that happen to you happen. So when you see the yellow bug, that means that even though this crap, this pile of crap just happened, the yellow bug crossed in front of you, letting you know that this was unavoidable, chin up, everything's going to be fine, let this pass, and things are going to get much better. So.
Yeah, I like the idea of what you're going to do. For some reason, just now, visually, I see you, the idea of a traveling card set. That would be nice for your car, a little miniature one.
Exactly.
They're
pretty small. They're about the size of a business card size, maybe a little bigger.
Right.
And I've seen some people carry them in sort of like the cell phone cases.
Uh-huh.
You know, the zipper kind of cell phone cases. So that way, you know, like some are watertight, you know, they won't get rained on, or if they drop them in the mud puddle as they're getting out of the car or something like that. Because that happens. The dreaming would say, oh, you don't need the Horizon Oracle right now. I'm going to cause it to fall into that mud puddle right there and then give you all kinds of frustration and cut you off from your source.
Right.
But I originally came up with working with Spirit, the Divine Source, back when I wrote my first book called Men and Angels. And men is the energy that drives manifestation. Like men is the glue in the mosaic of dreams. Men is the spark or the chemistry that brings two people together. You know, that love connection, that kind of stuff. And if you go out onto my Facebook page, and I'm looking to see if I have it out here also. Let's see. I don't know if you guys are friended to me or not, but let's see. This makes it difficult. The way that they've redone everything on Facebook, you can't find anything anymore. Let's see. It's supposed to be, it's under notes. So under notes.
It's under what? It's under notes?
Under notes. N-O-T-E-S. On my
Facebook
page.
On your Facebook page, okay.
Yeah, that you'd have to go over to the more, which is under the Temple of Gaia logo right there with the cat eyes and the tiger swallowtail. There's a more button there, and then you come down to notes. So I think it's under men and angels. Yes. So men is the energy that drives manifestation. Men activates the feeling of what just happened may be a sign or omen. Men is the chemistry, is the chemical experience that is the first attraction between lovers. Men is the spark that thrusts one into knowing from not knowing. Men is the glue that connects you to that which guides you. Men is the particles of sand in the hourglass of patience. Men holds some topics from conclusion. Men is the air that gives angels the power of flight. Men is the glue in the mosaic of dreams. Men is the mass of the etheric layer. Men revives obscure memories. Men is the alcohol of love. And the last one is, you are men. And then I talk about men things, where it's like one lone glove, one lone shoe. Some of the images that are and descriptions under the men and angels are bits and pieces that have been fed into the Horizon Oracle.
Okay.
So, and then there's something else here where it talks about smoke. Smoke lets us know that there is a powerful, no, that there is a potential for an extreme situation at hand. The Pompeii people watched the smoke of Vesuvius for months. It became an ordinary sight. In the weeks before the eruption, speech turned from speaking to coughing. The air was thick with ash. And that got me to an understanding where a cough language developed for those few weeks before the catastrophe, as everyone labored to breathe. Those of us who have coughing as a daily realization maintain a past life connection to those last days before the eruption, where we agreed to meet in the future through our coughs. So I'm sure there are more people coughing today than occupied the island, you know, of Pompeii. But the thing is that when people smoke or things happen that cause them to cough, then there's some kind of communication that is nonverbal that happens between the people who cough. Like if you've ever been in an audience or been in like a public gathering or something and somebody coughs, there's usually another cough that happens right afterwards by somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And this is a cough language. The same thing for flu and infection outbreaks. They happen in what I refer to as a shoal. Are you familiar with marine life in the ocean and how they swim around in schools?
Yes.
Well, a shoal is a big clump of fish who are in like a big ball and they're trying to avoid attacking or marauding predator fish. Now, when people get sick, there is a sort of like a shoal of the organism that is collected in the surrounding area of the people that the organism, the flu bug, infects. And I feel that the infection that is plaguing the people who are infected by the flu virus, that flu virus communicates and propagates its life, seasonal life, through the cough. And that, like flowers, have methods and mechanisms for touching the bees and the flies and the butterflies and putting their pollen on them so they will continue it and carry it to the next opportunity,
right.
Pollination.
They have a connection.
So through the cough, there are things that are communicated both on the human level and also on the biological level as well.
Mm-hmm.
All are life forms. And I say that anything that fears for its existence has a soul or has a consciousness. It may not be to the extreme that we know of consciousness, that we're conscious of this thing happening or that thing happening, but it's still a consciousness. So we might have lived as a butterfly, as a bee, as an alligator, as a shark, as a dinosaur, as a tree, because trees fear for their life too. They have, you know, defense mechanisms that help them survive with what it is that they do. They want to survive. So we have people who like to hug trees. And I just posted something on Facebook about past lives. I don't know if you're able to see that yet or not, but it is something that talks about how we might have been a dinosaur, we might have been a tree, we might have been, you know, something. And I said that the things that we collect that come from a period in history are the objects that help us try to reconnect subconsciously to a past life, and that we might be able to access or tap into the wisdom that we possessed when we lived at that time. So these are the things that I think about when I have free time.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Hang on, hold on real quick. We have someone from 703. Hang on the line. Let me see if this is somebody I know.
Okay.
Hello, friend from 703. Hi, hello, how are you?
I'm great.
Who
can
is it?
Can you hear me? It's Kathy.
I can.
Can you?
Oh, Kathy, hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes. Got a question for you. Been following you.
Okay.
Finances. Things seem to be falling up. Well, I don't want to say they're falling apart, but it's like piling up and piling up and piling up. And do you see any resolution or big projects coming along that will clear it up, or that wonderful $1 million prize?
Yes, but what's happening is, like, I've just drawn the 718 card, and it's facing you, and the title for this card is Obsession, and it shows someone who's sort of carrying a bunch of eggs, and that they have like 400 eggs, and they want to carry them all, but they don't have a container or anything to carry them, so they just decided to stack eggs on top of eggs on top of eggs and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And this card tells me for you that you have some quality gems that are facets of your life that are clouded by some of the other things that are from your past that you're trying to continue the life on.
Right.
So those things usually are related to the people around you that you want to help them do better, and that maybe some divine permission might help you because you helped them. So it can be projects or it can be people. But the Obsessions card talks about you carrying too many eggs. You know, like, you can't eat breakfast all day. Just take what you need and then leave the rest and know that you'll have more. And don't try to make it all happen at once.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Let's talk about it a little bit. My husband
kid tells me that I take on more than I can chew, and I do. I help and I just get this feeling that nothing's coming back.
Well, I think that we're in a new age now to where everybody has to help themselves.
Okay. And, you know, and I get that. And I do more in order to help ourselves, but it's slow to come in, so. All right.
You clear off the counter and sit on a stool and watch it remain empty for as long as it can. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it will create a gravity and draw something new to it.
Okay.
And that's what you might want to consider working with. And I'll tell you what got me the idea for the Obsessions card was there was once, I don't know if you're familiar with Merrifield in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I was passing by the 7-Eleven that used to be right next to the Pizza Hut on Gallows Road.
Right.
And I was coming up onto that intersection to where the Taco Bell used to be, and I think there was a
right.
Kentucky Fried Chicken there at one time. Well, I had just had something happen to where I was told that I was going to get a bonus or I had some kind of bounty happen to me that I was so happy and thankful that the universe provided this to me. I decided that I wanted to pay that forward and go and help somebody else. So I stopped off the 7-Eleven, and I gave the panhandler there a $10 bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my, oh my, what a wonderful day. I was like just full of glee.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm making my way towards Route 50, heading away from the 7-Eleven, there's a truck in front of me that hits a bump, and a 2x4 flew off and hit the windshield of my car. I had a safari van at the time, and put a big spider web crack in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was within 10 minutes, roughly, of me giving that panhandler $10 bill. So I spent some time meditating about that, and I came to the conclusion that the panhandler's guide might have been trying to help them sort of get into a new level that would be better than where they were. And what I
mm-hmm.
did was I continued their sort of arrested development. So a payment for me for helping that panhandler was me having my view shattered, my future view shattered, which was just the future of riding down the highway. Like the dump truck pulled over, they saw that the tree or the 2x4 fell out, and that we worked it out to where we exchanged insurance information and everything. But that was my communication, that I'm not supposed to help everybody. Everybody's at their own level of development. So what I decided by helping to help people, because it's okay to help people, that's why the word help is in the dictionary, is that I help people without them knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those random acts of kindness or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'll leave a $5 bill sticking out of, back in the day, sticking out of a public book, whether it's a phone book or, you know, a dictionary or something that people regularly visit. And for them to find a $5 bill in a book like that is unheard of. But they
right.
would not be able to associate that phenomena to an individual. And they'd have to just leave it up to divine and chance.
Right. Okay.
So for you, Kathy, I would say to just cast your worries of and the hopes for other people to achieve things to the wind, and you focus on you. Go and be selfish. Like, just have a Kathy day to where you don't have to open the door for people, to where you don't have to let people go at the intersection first. You know, try to have a day to where you, within moderation, or, you know, within, you know, do it politically correct. Like, don't, you know, slam the phone down on people and that kind of thing. If you see what I'm saying, what I'm trying to communicate mm-hmm. is, one, to where you can be selfish for yourself and not intrude upon anybody else's sort of
right.
zones. And when people come to you and say, oh, I need your help with yada yada, just say, I have to go and do something.
Right.
And
right.
then, so have, I would say, plan for next week to come up with 5 or 6 things that you can just pick up and go and do.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone comes to you and says, hey, I don't know how to do this, can you help me? Say, no, I have to go to the mall and I have an appointment or something.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but that's
right.
what the obsessions card is talking about.
Okay.
So call me back next week and let's see how things go along for you.
Okay.
All
Will
right,
do.
Kathy?
All right.
All righty.
Thanks.
Good
Bye.
To talk to you.
You're good
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Okay. So that was Kathy from Virginia. So, yes, it's okay to be selfish once in a while, especially for those people who want us to do it for them. And one way that you can do it also is you can ask them or tell them that you don't know how to do it, but how would they do it? Like, you're having a problem getting your computer to turn on, or that you can't get the microwave to work properly or something, find something that they can show you that they know how to do it. And that goes back to our first caller, and I forget what her name was. I'm horrible at names, but I never forget the sound of a voice or a face. She got the fit card in reverse. And that talks about people feeling like they're not qualified or fit to do something as well as the other people that are around them. So as you work with your copies of the Horizon Oracle, and I'm speaking to the people who listen to this in archive, it could be 2 or 3 years from now that they're listening to this, that as you work with your Horizon Oracle to make notes about it, because if you go through your 2013 companion, the Horizon Oracle companion, that should be published by the end of August 2013, that there is plenty of space on the pages so that you can make notes either in the column or at the lower part of the definitions and the guidance, so you can add your own interpretations that seem to be repeating circumstances or situations that are related to the card images also. So that's what I have. So the cost, in case you're wondering, is that I have a listing for it out on my website, templeofgaia.com. And that you just go down the list. Let me see if I can find it. So, order the Horizon Oracle today is the link for the cards. And to order a copy of the deck, which is about to be printed, like the image that's displayed there is for 2012, and that the 2013 is about to be in print in like the next 2 weeks. That's why our friend who was supposed to call or send me her email, send me an email at templeofgaia@yahoo.com with her mailing information, and all I would need is for her to, you know, pay for shipping. So you can just go to the Temple of Gaia website and go down the list, and it's below all the times cards lists at the bottom there. Order the Horizon Oracle today, and I will have it out to you within a couple of weeks from your request. Like, you just click on the PayPal link, and I'll get it out to you. So that's what I have there. Now, if you look down the menu list there, it also shows a names list. And if you click on that, it will jump you to a page that lists the Horizon Oracle images by the title. So there are some people who know, and I do it also myself, like looking at the mobility or the moving card or the networking card or the new world card, a new world, about news, boundaries, bloom, blame, being busy at doing something, channeling stuff. All of these are the images, basically, and that they just jump you back to the definitions that are listed under the cards list. But this is a chance for you to really start working with your source. Now, if you don't have a source, like your own spirit guide or something, then I suggest that you find a way, or just look at your creativity and your intuition and combine them into sort of like a personification, and then give it the name of your first best friend when you were a child, like Tina, Tammy, Timmy, Robert, Betty. And then whenever something happens that's just is like out of the blue, or you get an idea for solving a problem, give your spirit guide the credit for that. So it's like, okay, like my spirit guide's name is Stacy, and that she looks like Mila Jovovich out of, you know, like the Species TV shows and some kind of blue space, you know, futuristic movie or whatever. And also she was in the, it was one with, I don't know, it's like, oh no, I can't remember the latest show that I just watch over and over again. Chris Rock is in it, but she's my spirit guide, and whenever I come up with an idea, I give her the credit for it. So then as things start to happen, then I know that there's a dynamic between me and the divine source. So people, we're coming up on the end of the show. I want to thank you all for listening. And everybody that's been communicating with me, or if you want to communicate with me in the future, I'm at templeofgaia@yahoo.com. All right, everybody, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. Take care.